This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Charlie Chester will shock you even more. This time, we see Chester reconciling the truth that actually exists compared to what happens in his own network.
I was trying to do some research on, like, heat and heat, like, you know, that people are getting attacked on a bunch of men that have been attacking Asians. So I'm like, what are you doing? We're trying to, like, help, like, the BLM, and, like, we're gonna, like, I mean, it's individuals, it's not a people, you know? That's not good, the optics of that are not good. These little things like that are enough to set back movements. Because the far left will start to latch on to create a story that's like criminalizing an entire community. Just easier headlines that way, I guess.
I know that was difficult to hear a little bit. That was Project Veritas. That same CNN guy, and he's saying, you know, black guys are the ones attacking Asians. And it's, you know, it's difficult to make this Asian hate when it's black folks. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it as a KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Fresh hour of good quality truth. See, what CNN doesn't want to tell you is they're paid to set a narrative. Black lives matter, good. All lives matter, bad. The problem they have is they also now want to bring in the Asians. They got to help Ted Lieu get his base up, you know, that idiot out in California. So they say, they got to stop Asian hate. People are calling this virus the Wu Flu virus and the Wuhan virus and the China virus, and it's Asian hate. Well, that's new. So we've got Asian hate. And the CNN is trying to rationalize. They're going, the optics of this is not good. What are you doing, Black Lives Matter? We're trying to help blacks. Oh, we do realize it isn't all blacks. It's just a few of them that are targeting these Asian people. Well, what do you think criminals are going to do? They're going to seize on whatever narrative you give. So there you have it. CNN admitting we're trying to exploit this. Oh, by the way, they're exploiting climate change, global climate change. They're exploiting the border wall. They're exploiting the idea that Joe Biden is actually healthy and that Joe Biden was actually elected in a free and fair election and a host of other things. Liars. And Project Veritas, God bless them, but you know, they haven't uncovered anything I don't already know. I mentioned in the previous hour, you tell me, Kevin, there's been a study that the masks don't work. How much did they pay for that? Because I'm going to tell you something. I may not be the smartest dude in the room. I may not be the sharpest pool ball. But I'll tell you this. I already know the mask is ineffective. I don't need a study. I know leftists are bat crap crazy. They are guano crazy. I don't need a study. I don't need you to, Kevin, we now have conclusive data. Building walls keeps people out. Seriously. How much did you spend? Where can I get in on this bounty? We'd like to study, Kevin, the effectiveness of socialism in an economy. Great. How much will you give me? We'll give you $1 million to study it. Okay, great. I'll take your money. I'll go on a 2-month vacation. I'll write up a nice, clearly concise report that proves to you that socialism sucks, and then you die, and give, you know, my money. Give me the free money, too. I remember, I used to see, you guys may remember these. It was a get in on the government grants. Governments are giving out grants. It was these infomercials that were running all the time. And I was like, really? You know, should I pay my $39 and get in on the grant? I'm beginning to believe it was legit. Here's how you get a government grant. The same way you get a Hollywood deal. Agree with leftism. Tell them you agree with them on everything. Yeah, I agree. This is the way it should be. Yes, you are right. The Babylon Bee has a cartoon out that talks about it's a kid who narcs on his parents. And he's a transsexual, whatever. And you got to see it to understand it. But it's hysterical because it's so true. You know, that if you question transgenderism, for example, well, you get tattled on and you get banished. If you question, well, should they really be able to compete with women in women's sports? How dare you? You know, how dare you ask a very legitimate question, because the outcome where dudes who become women are winning everything, and you question, you know, it is funny that women are no longer winning in women's sports. Biologically born, quote, cisgender women are not winning in women's sports. Do you think that maybe we should question if indeed men becoming women is fair to let them compete? It's a legitimate question, because here's what I would say. How about you have a competition where men who become women compete amongst themselves? If there are that many genders and you want to make a distinction, isn't that a legitimate way to handle that? It isn't that we're saying they shouldn't compete. They should be banished. Nobody's even taking the question to the next logical area that says, why don't you just let transgender people compete amongst themselves? You want to know why they don't want to take it that level? Because there aren't that many. You would get a real number that says, okay, I want to be in the transgender Olympics. How many contestants are there? 14. And suddenly it would be a realization that this isn't as big of a problem as we make it out to be. If you're a biological woman, compete in a sport. It's like these contests they have for weightlifting. They have drug. They have the ones where they go, look, we know you're using drugs. And then they say they have the ones that are clean. And the guys that go, I'm not going to poke myself with steroids. I don't want to be the size of, you know, of a mountain. I just want to compete in regular stuff. They have a place for them to compete. Simple as that. But we don't even get to talk about it. We don't even get to come up with alternatives. We're just all transphobic. Well, I'm not transphobic. I just don't think they should be whooping up on women. Anyway, we're going to talk about CNN and why. These are the people that are losing audience.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Wow, I knew CNN fake news media was taking a hit. I just didn't realize it was this big of a hit. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I can at least say this. We aren't taking a hit. We grow every single day. Every day we get on the, we broadcast, we add certain, you know, number of people. How many? I don't know. I'm not counting. I don't even care. I mean, I care in the sense that I wish the show had millions and millions of people that listen. But whatever it is, I do know this. It grows. It doesn't shrink. I mean, you guys write to me, Ken, literally every day I get a piece of mail or something, email, you know, chat line, whatever, of somebody saying, man, I just found your show, dude, love it, love it. And I can tell they've gone back and listened to other episodes and stuff like that. We have our ways of knowing. 844-551-8255. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com has everything that we do. Our projects, et cetera. And we try to update it every single day so that there's something new. So whether you're going to the blacksphere.net and seeing our new blog, you know, whatever our articles are. By the way, my editor has the Wu flu. She was checked into the hospital a few days ago, so we're certainly praying for her, Tiffany, and her family. Two of her kids had it as well, and they're fine. But she's got underlying conditions, so we're prayerful that everything works out for Miss Tiffany. But the point is, everything we've got is centralized because we want it there. So whether you listen to radio, my TV appearances, whatever, it's all there. If our stores is going live, I think it's probably live by now, and we're adjusting the merchandise, but everything's now in a location for you to partake. So go for it. If you only know me from radio, go look at some of the things we do. Go look at our movie, Bleeding Blue. Go look at the Flick Fest, our streaming site, and a host of other things that are coming up, our TV shows for police officers, Off the Cuff, and others that we're going to be producing. These are amazing things you're going to want to see. Anyway, back to what I was going to talk about. Network and cable television are dead man walking. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine's, I know his son, but me and the dad are actually closer. And we both said this. We said, network and cable are dead. People now can stream stuff right to their phones and all that, which is, by the way, why I started the Flick Fest. One of the reasons. Hollywood wasn't letting me make movies and distribute them easily. There's a cabal, so I said, let's just take the middleman out of it. Well, that's what we've done. That's what technology has done. It says you can have whatever you want at your fingertips. So network and cable television are dead man walking, and CNN showcases is better than most. Get this. While almost all the shows show a loss in audience post-Trump, CNN's is the most striking, and here's what Fox News reported. Not that they are immune, because their numbers are dropping precipitously as well. CNN has been hemorrhaging viewers since since Biden took office, with ratings down more than 50% in multiple categories since Inauguration Day. The liberal network spent years attacking former President Donald Trump, and the network thrived during his final days in office amid a brief post-election spike. CNN averaged 2.2 million viewers during the first 3 weeks of 2021, but it has averaged just 1 million viewers since Biden took office, a staggering decline of 54%. Ouch. Pretty soon, CNN may very well have to admit to being part of the big cheat, just to save their own well-beaten butts. How big of a drop can you take? You have to be getting other monies from somewhere else. I mean, if your business suddenly dropped 50%, that would put you in, you would be in emergency mode. You're a cafeteria, what would you do? It would be like, I don't know, like businesses in New York who got on lockdown. To continue, CNN struggles are even more prominent amongst the key advertising demographic of adults aged 25 to 54, with a drop of 60%. It averaged 617,000 demo viewers from December the 28th through Inauguration Day, but only 244,000 since Biden entered the White House. Think about that. 617,000 down to 244,000. So what were these 25 to 54 people, age 54 people, watching on CNN at the time? Trump. Trump brought the goods. So much so, even the coveted demo of 25 to 54 watched the man. And these stats don't lie. But don't believe me, folks. Look at CNN's leftist primetime lineup of Anderson Cooper, Chris Cuomo, and Don Lemon. Every one of their shows is gasping for air. CNN averaged 3.1 million viewers from 8 to 11 p.m. from December the 28th through Inauguration Day. Only 1.4 million since, a whopping 55% decline. Over the same period, CNN's primetime lineup lost 63% of its viewers among the crucial demo. That 25 to 54 age group. So, I spoke with some of my social media friends, and I learned that my friend Steven Crowder, he's an acquaintance. I wouldn't call him a friend, but we know each other. We're friendly. He was the most watched show on election night. He eclipsed every left-wing channel combined. On that particular night, Facebook cut Crowder's feed, or he probably would have beaten even Fox News. Now, Crowder's a behemoth on YouTube, but he's now part of the Blaze. But he's not the only social media juggernaut as a conservative. There are multiple people. There is a rapper, get this. His name is Tom something. I forget his last name. This guy got more. He's technically the number one singer in the country on YouTube with no representation. He has more hits than Eminem, Beyonce, and Cardi B when he drops a new record. You probably never heard of him. I know at least three people who command larger audiences than the cable news networks. I'm talking YouTube people or even their entertainment counterparts. The late night talk show hosts only wish they could get the numbers of Crowder or some of these other people. Now, people like me, we're entering the fray. We got shows coming up that are going to compete with the big boys. That's right. So, as for the left-wing Gestapo media and social media, know your days are numbered, folks. Their cancel culture represents the desperate cry of a dying media. And I'll put in a shout for PolitiChatter right now. Go get on that site. It's one that you can be an owner in. PolitiChatter.com for social media. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It's even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Day two of deliberations continue as jurors decide the fate of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Chauvin accused of killing George Floyd last May. He's charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter. The White House again calling for peaceful protests after the verdict is reached in the Derek Chauvin trial in Minneapolis, regardless of the outcome of the trial.
Our focus, as we are working with state and local authorities, is on providing the space for peaceful protest, regardless of what the outcome of the verdict is.
That's White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Not getting enough sleep during the middle age years may put a person at higher risk for dementia. A study published today in the journal Nature Communications found people who didn't get enough sleep in their 50s and 60s may be more likely to develop dementia later. USA Radio News. An audit of the 2020 election taking place in one state.
The Arizona Senate will begin a major audit of the 2020 presidential election next week, with results likely to be ready by mid-May. What's odd about this, the Maricopa County's Board of Supervisors refused to cooperate, and it took the Arizona Senate 2.5 months to win a court battle to uphold their right under law to ensure election integrity. The Arizona Senate has hired 4 companies to audit the election results in Arizona. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Lawmakers are sparring over efforts in Republican-led states to change election laws.
This is a full-fledged assault on voting rights, unlike anything we have seen since the era of Jim Crow.
During a Senate hearing, that's Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock from Georgia. Meanwhile, Utah Representative Burgess Owens not liking the Democrats' reference to Jim Crow.
It's disgusting and offensive to compare the actual voter suppression and violence of that era that we grew up in.
USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Woo flu BS. I got the woo flu while traveling for a week. I got on multiple planes because I had 3 trips that week. Got to wear the stupid mask on the plane, social distancing, blah, blah, blah. Got home, felt sick, had the woo flu. My youngest son got the woo flu at school where kids have mandatory masks. Many of his friends got it. My son felt a bit weird for a day. And I told him, you need to stay home from school because I didn't want, you know, other kids to get whatever he might have, flu or whatever. But he said, I don't feel good. I said, stay home. So the next morning he got up. He's like, no, I'm good to go, Dad. Good to go. I'm like, you sure? Yeah, I'm good to go. Well, he had it, and it impacted his sense of taste. He had that one day where he felt a little off, and an altered sense of taste. He said everything tasted, had this one flavor, just like if you had, let's think motor oil. If everything you drank tasted a little bit of motor oil, everything you ate had a little taste of motor oil. He said that was the way it was. He goes, nothing tastes the same. And I asked my friends, and they were like, yeah, well, that happened to me. And so I learned. All these kids had gotten the woo flu. Now, they were shutting the school down every time a kid got the woo flu. Nobody died. And then they would say, well, if you were within 6 feet of this kid, you had to go into quarantine. They pretty much stopped it because none of the kids are dying. They get the woo flu, they don't even know it, or they lose their sense of smell. I wish we could go back in time, folks, to all the people wearing masks like zombies and ask them, what they would think about the mask. Go back to 2019, say to somebody, show them a picture of them wearing 2 masks and give them the statistics, the real statistics on Wu Flu, and say, what would you say to this if I show you this picture in 2021? What would you say to this? Because I think these people would look at it and go, oh, that's insane. I would never do that. And what about the vaccines? How are they selling this heap of horse crap? You get the shot, but you can still get the Wu Flu. You get the shot, and you can get palsy, or you can die. You get the shot, you get massive hives. Have you seen the picture of these people whose skin just gets this unbelievable rash? You get the shot, it alters your DNA. You get the shot, and they tell you that you need to get boosters every year, periodically. Why? Because the Wu Flu mutates. How many of these experimental shots are you going to take? Babylon Bee joked that people who get the shot should just have an IV drip for continued mutations. Well, you know what? The reason why the Babylon Bee is successful is because what they say is actually based partially in truth. You get this shot and you're going to get boosters all the time. And the question is it really going to protect you? Booster shots. But if you get the Wu flu, like I've had, you will develop herd immunity and you won't get it again. They won't tell you when it's safe, when to not wear a mask or to social distance, folks. It is total BS. And Jim Jordan jumped on Dr. Fauci when he told him this is about freedom. Here's that exchange.
The chair now recognizes Mr. Jordan for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Fauci, when is the time? Well, in your written statement, you say now is not the time to pull back on masking, physical distancing, and avoiding congregate settings. When is the time? When do Americans get their freedom back? Can you put your microphone on, please?
Right. When we get the level of infection in this country low enough that it is not a really high threat.
What is low enough? Give me a number. What, I mean, we had 15 days to slow the spread, turned into 1 year of lost liberty. What metrics, what measures, what has to happen before Americans get their freedoms?
My message, Congressman Jordan, is to get as many people vaccinated as quickly as we possibly can to get the level of infection in this country low that it is no longer a threat. That is when. And I believe when that happens, you will see.
What determines when?
I'm sorry.
What? What measure? What, I mean, are we just going to continue this forever? Or when do we get to the point? What measure, what standard, what objective outcome do we have to reach before Americans get their liberty and freedoms back?
You know, you're indicating liberty and freedom. I look at it as a public health measure to prevent people from dying and going to the hospital.
You don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci? They've been assaulted. Their liberties have.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing.
But I
disagree with you on that.
You think
that
the Constitution is suspended during a virus, during a pandemic? It's certainly not.
This will end, for sure, when we get the level of infection very low. It is now at such a high level, there's a threat again of major surge.
Dr. Fauci, over the last year, Americans' First Amendment rights have been completely attacked. Your right to go to church, your right to assemble, your right to petition your government, freedom of the press, freedom of speech have all been assaulted. I mean, for a year now, Americans haven't been able to go to church. Even today, when they go to church, they're limited in the size of worshipers who can meet. Your right to assemble? Oh, my goodness. We had a curfew last fall in Ohio. You had to be in your home at 10. In Pennsylvania, you had to be in your home. When you're in your home, you had to wear a mask. In Vermont, when you're in your home, you didn't have to wear a mask, Dr. Fauci, because you weren't allowed to have people over to your house.
Yeah, Congressman Jordan.
Your ability to petition your government for a year, American citizens haven't been able to come to their capital to petition their government, to talk to their representatives, and freedom of the press. These very pictures that Representative Scalise just showed you and talked about, guess what? The press isn't allowed in those facilities. The press is not. The Biden administration will not let the press in there. And certainly freedom of speech. I mean, freedom. A governor of our third largest state meets with physicians, and that video is censored because they dare to disagree with Dr. Fauci. So I just want to know, when do Americans get their First Amendment liberties back?
You know, I don't think anything was censured because they felt they couldn't disagree with me. I think you're making this a personal thing, and it isn't.
It's not a personal thing.
No, you are. That is exactly what you're doing.
No, your recommendations carry a lot of weight, Dr. Fauci. We just had the chair of the Financial Services Committee said she loves you, and you're the greatest thing in the world.
Will my recommendations yield? Are consistent.
Will the gentleman yield?
No, it's my
Now, can I answer the question, please? My recommendations are not a personal recommendation. It's based on the CDC guidance, which is
a question. What measures have to be attained before Americans get their First Amendment liberties back?
I just told you that.
I know you haven't given anything specific. You said we hope when this tell me specific.
Right now, we have about 60,000 infections a day, which is a very large risk for a surge. We're not talking about liberties. We're talking about a pandemic that has killed 560,000 Americans.
That's what we're talking about. And I don't disagree with that. And I understand how serious that is. But I also say it's pretty serious when businesses have been shut down. People can't go to church. People can't assemble in their own homes with their friends, with their families. People can't go to a loved one's funeral. People can't get to their government, petition their representative to redress their grievances. Right. I also understand the First Amendment is pretty darn important. And it's been a year. And I want to know when Americans will get those First Amendment liberties back.
Well, you just said people cannot assemble in their own homes. They can. That's a CDC recommendation for vaccination.
Not last fall they couldn't.
I didn't hear.
Not last fall they couldn't.
I'm going to cut it there. Welcome back, everybody. It got a little bit more contentious. The CDC recommended people could assemble in their homes. This is ridiculous. Fauci, when the level of infection is low enough. Really? Well, what is that? And, oh, by the way, whose stats are we using? I've already told you guys multiple times the stats that this government gives us are complete and utter horse crap. You know it. I know it. Fauci knows it. He was just about to say there are 60 million infections a day. Well, okay, let's say that's true. How many of them are dying? How many people are dying? Did you notice he didn't say that? And that's where I get into where Jordan should say, okay, great. So 60 million people have it. 60,000 people a day are getting it. How many of them are dying? That should be number one. And how do we know that they actually are dying of what you say they're dying? Can we really trust your statistics in the CDC? How many times have you gotten it wrong in the past year? I like Jim Jordan, but I want them to go hard. Go harder on these clowns. These guys are lying to us. I don't look at this as a liberty thing. It's a public health thing. Really? 560,000 people have died. I disagree. Jordan agreed with him. Okay, I agree with you. I don't agree with you. I don't believe 560,000 people have died of this disease. I don't believe your infection rates. I believe it's real. I know it's real because I had it. And I do believe it can kill people. But this is nonsense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So after Jim Jordan torched Fauci because he had refused to answer the question, a simple question, which is what measures is Fauci willing to recommend to give Americans their freedoms back? And Fauci, Fraudy is what I call him, as you guys know. He dances around it. Well, when the effective rate goes down to a certain level, and then we do not have this many infections, and essentially, and as I said, you know, Jordan did okay, but I would have made Fauci scream a little bit more. But long story short, he did a good enough job to where roasting the little leprechaun into submission to where they had to rally the troops around it. They got the memo. Democrats did. Freedom wins over scamdemics. So they had to circle the wagons on Fauci, and they got CNN and other fake news media to come to the rescue. So Fauci, over the weekend, he had to do all this dancing on media. And Dana Bash sets up the scam artist, and she starts by referencing a poll where she claims that 43% of Republicans don't want to get the vaccine. And how do you reconcile this? And here's their exchange.
We are seeing more and more pushback to COVID restrictions from Republicans. I want our viewers to listen to a heated exchange that you had with Congressman Jim Jordan this week.
You don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci? They've been assaulted. Their liberties have.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing.
So hearing comments like these have real sway with some people out there. A new poll this week shows that 43% of Republicans still don't want to get the vaccine. How frustrating is this for you, Dr. Fauci?
You know, Dana, it is quite frustrating because the fact that one may not want to get vaccinated, in this case, a disturbingly large proportion of Republicans, only actually works against where they want to be. They want to be able to say these restrictions that are put on by public health recommendations are things that they're very concerned about. We're all concerned about that. We share that concern. But the way you get rid of those restrictions is to get as many people vaccinated as quickly and as expeditiously as possible, because when that happens, for absolutely certain, you're going to see the level of virus in the community go down and down and down to the point where you would not have to have those public health restrictions. So it's almost paradoxical that on the one hand they want to be relieved of the restrictions, but on the other hand they don't want to get vaccinated. It just almost doesn't make any sense.
Well, it wouldn't make sense to a little tyrant like the little leprechaun Fauci. He says, and I love how she put it, more and more pushback from COVID restrictions. And of course, Jim Jordan says our liberties are being assaulted. And Fauci says, that's not a liberty thing, it's a health thing. And Bash comes back and says, it's having some real sway with some people. See, the Democrats will let you know when something is reaching the masses. And, you know, how frustrating is that? She says to him, it's very frustrating. It works against where they want to be. These restrictions are concerns. We share that concern. But here's where we differ. He wants to get rid of the restrictions by making us capitulate to the left. Get the shot, and then you will relieve the restriction. I have to do something in order to have my freedom. No, not the way it works. First of all, I don't even believe the 43% of Republicans. I believe more of that don't want to get it. Monmouth said 25% of people overall said they won't get the shot. And I think in their thing it said 36% of Republicans, but that was before the poll that Dana Bash is referencing. They go on to talk about 1 in 4, 25% of people surveyed are unwilling to get the vaccine, despite roughly 60% of responders reporting largely favorable perceptions of the vaccine rollout so far. I don't believe it. I think more. Look, the fact that it's leaking, that these shots are killing people, etc. I think more and more people are losing confidence in this shot. I don't believe the Monmouth poll. I'm not doing the math, but these numbers are low. And I believe that if Monmouth was 36% of Republicans and now it's 43%, I think it's moving higher. Here's an interesting factoid for you, for those listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 25% of Congress refuses to get the shot. And here's my other little bet. 75% of the people who did get it got a placebo. See, Democrats are spinning this recall by the various pharmaceutical companies into deaths. I think the public is much more aware of the dangers of this vaccine versus getting the virus. I think, what was the report? You guys remember? I think it was 39.8%, almost 40% of Marines said they're not going to get the shot. They probably figure it's difficult to protect the nation when you have palsy or you're dead. Now, I don't even believe those numbers. I don't believe any poll that I'm presented with. It's all propaganda. If there's anything you learn from this show, understand that whatever you hear in the lamestream fake news media is nothing more than propaganda. It's to get you to move. But what gets me is Fauci and these leftists who can't understand. He believes it is counterintuitive for us to not want to get an experimental shot that has zero recourse if something happens to you on a disease that most people are not going to die from. It doesn't leave you with I had side effects. I told you guys I had that kind of a hum that would appear in my body down to my knees. It's finally gone. And my muscles were weak. I'm talking for 3 months. My muscles were weak. I could not do the things that I was doing physically before. But it's starting to leave. My body's recovering now. You think I'm going to get a shot now? After all that, you can forget about it. This man is obtuse, folks, to the idea of freedom. He believes government gives you that freedom. You get the shot, you get your freedom. Not God. Fauci can't imagine why Republicans just don't give in. What is up with you people? All you got to do is go get the shot. Now, here's what you should be asking yourself, and I've said it before. What is their deal? What is the number? Let me put it to you this way. If they say, we got to get to 75%, when we get to 75% and 25% still haven't gotten the shot, do you think they're going to stop? Do you really believe these people have a limit and go, okay, we reach 75%, that should make everything go down, we're all good. They will not stop until they mandate that everybody gets a shot. I'm telling you right now, as God is my witness, they are going to try to make it to where you must get this shot. You can't travel, you can't go to this place, you can't do that, you got to have it. And if they get any level of plurality, they're going to say, well, look, everybody's got it. Now, since everybody has it, we can take the next step. Do I need to remind you what they did with cigarettes? Okay, listen, let's not smoke in public. Yeah, let's not do that right away. Let's make smoking and non-smoking. Okay. So they were smoking and non-smoking. Well, that's not really effective. So let's put in safeguards. You got to pull the smoke out of the room, any other area. Okay, great. Now it's got to be a completely separate facility. Now you can't smoke at all. You have to go outside to smoke. Now you can't smoke outside anymore. You got to go smoke in your home. And then next thing you know, you can't even smoke in your home. Now, Adam Carolla did a whole thing on that and gave you the lineage of how they eroded the right. Now, I'm not a cigarette smoker. I'm not here to protect people. I don't like breathing smoke. But I watched how they did it. If you think they're not going to do this with this stupid vaccine, you are out of your mind. So here's what you got to ask yourself. Do you want to travel? What are you willing to do? There are going to be, I guarantee you, there are going to be maps of safe places that you can go that say, we don't care about the shot. You can come eat at our restaurant. You can come visit our bed and breakfast. You can come hang out, whatever. There's going to be a completely different alternative society that is built on this if we don't stop it now. I know a lot of you out there going, you know what, Kevin, I agree. You're spot on, man. And I know I'm spot on. Because I study this stuff. I study the mind of criminals. And these people are nothing more than criminals.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.